And violence is a symptom. And I know this in my own body. We were playing the show, the Father's Day special. I use this comparison, how the whole issue of violence prevention was similar in my mind to the parenting issue, that it's all a con. We are set up to fail. And I feel this in my body all the time now, daily, when I'm given this gift of being with your son, D-Way, and realizing that I didn't get to be with you in the way that I'm with Najee. And that causes me a lot of grief. A lot, a lot, a lot. And I was not happy when I was raising you, when you were Najee's age, although I didn't know that. If you had asked me that, it's just like Samuel Butler said in The Way of All Flesh, a very wise book. And I could not recommend it more highly, even though it's difficult initially, I found, for me, because you're entering into a voice that was from a different century and a different country. And whenever you enter into a dramatically different voice from what is your own, it's like a language. You have to gradually, you know, enter into that world, that voice. And this is an amazingly sensitive mind. So it's worth whatever little trouble it might be getting into that mind. But anyway, Samuel Butler, one of his quotes is to do with the fact that it's amazing how young people can be convinced that they're happy when they're miserable. And it's so true, because we live in a system that teaches us if you're productive, you're happy. And so we rush about to be productive, so I must be happy. You see the results of your productivity. See, I have done this. I exist. I've been useful. I've served the master. Although we don't call it the master, we call it the greater good. My brothers and sisters, even. We call it whatever, but we're serving some larger humanity, we think, if we work in nonprofits or if we work in service jobs, or I imagine it's harder if you're poisoning the earth, but perhaps there's some rationale we can twist your brain into to convince you of that too. I guess it's the paycheck. There, see, that's proof. I've been productive. And so instead of listening to the earth and developing our own voice, which is the only way we can be happy, creating ourselves. I know this now. But at the time, I accepted, I jumped through the hoops, I believed the cons, I will be productive. And the system makes it easy to go that way. Obviously, everything is set up to reward you if you renounce your unique gifts and your children. If you're willing to do that completely, the more you are willing to do that, put those gifts at the feet of power, kiss their feet and say, here, please, let me, I got some more in here somewhere. I think I got more. Just let me try to find it and I'll try to put it out there and, you know, give me my little pat on the head. And then I can go home to my child and instead of wanting to be with them, I can, you know, tell them, you know, what I've done for them today. See, I've put food on the table. See, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. And your child is just rooting for you, because we're taught early to serve the master, to serve the voice of authority. So, long-winded as usual way to say that I felt angry and violent and short-tempered and irritable and all of those things. Who's the source? Well, it must be this child. This child is making me late for work. Well, this child is keeping me from doing what I want to do. This child, we have made our children into burdens. Who would have thought? I mean, ask our brothers and sisters a few thousand years ago. Maybe we better go back 10. Or even just ask some of our brothers and sisters, were they still like children? I think there's still some places like that. If you go, you know, far enough into earth-connected people's lives, you know, we can still find some still today who actually live in communities where they like children. And we are not living in such a place. We have been put on opposite sides with our children because our children rob us of what little quote unquote free time we have. And our children keep us from resting when we so desperately need to rest. And our children want us to give them attention of all things. These narcissistic little monsters. They think they're the center of the world. Well, I have some news for you. They are. The entire world is in that single child. Truly. And we look at that and see what we've lost. And there is a part of us which is furious about that, but it can be regained. That's my point. So your question, how do I know we aren't violent?